Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up this hour, we'll continue our series on heroin and its impact on the coast. We'll talk with a prosecutor who has worked to root illegal drugs out of our local communities. Plus, we'll go inside the restoration of Ocean City's famous boardwalk. And we'll talk with a local author about the writing process and the inspiration behind her new work. First, though, we'll head to Lewis, Delaware, where residents are locked in a dispute with a local developer over plans to put an RV park on a 162-acre site near Love Creek. Supporters say the project will be a high-quality development that will attract more tourists to coastal Delaware. But some current residents say it will make local roads more crowded and affect their property values. At the heart of this issue is a bigger question about the development of coastal Delaware and what people want their communities to look like as more people, especially retirees, move to the coast. I wanted to learn more about this debate, so earlier this week I headed up to Lewis to meet with a man named Paul Hammisfar. Paul is the president of the Homeowners Association at the retreat at Love Creek. The neighborhood looks like any other quiet housing development. It's about 8 years old, has roughly 300 residents. Hammisfar says while the neighborhood isn't against change or growth altogether, he believes the proposed RV park would have too big an impact to life as they know it in the neighborhood.
If you look at the map and you look at the density of population we have, it's all residential areas surrounding this. And we feel that that's inappropriate to have that high of concentration of transient residents, which are going to be about equivalent to the population of Lewis, which, if you start considering living in a community where we do, that we have to access the roads and go out to do our business and so forth, you've got a great number of people suddenly plunked down in the middle of what is, like I said, residential area. And it's going to really have an effect on our ability to travel back and forth and the safety and welfare of the folks who have to be serviced by this RV campground, the police, the EMTs, and so forth.
In situations like this, whenever there's conversations or proposals for growth around the area, oftentimes you hear many of the same arguments as you're hearing right now. You know, it's going to decrease property values, it's going to increase traffic, you know, what's it going to do to the environment? Explain why you think that an RV park that will most likely be utilized in the summertime is going to have an impact year-round.
Well, we've asked to get an opinion on that, and I think everybody who you ask would immediately say it's not going to increase property values. How much will decrease it? We don't have a figure for that, but I think it's just intuitive that if you have this transient-type population, it's going to have an adverse effect on people who are the surrounding areas. By the way, their plans are to open this from about April 1st to the end of October, so there are overlaps with, if you would call it, non-seasonal type traffic. For example, buses traverse this route that they use for the entrance frequently to pick up kids to and from school. And these roads, I don't think, can accommodate safely a bus and an RV going in either the same or opposite directions.
I know that many neighborhoods like this, kind of off the beaten path, off the coast here in Delaware, are inhabited by a lot of retirees or folks that, you know, are kind of trying to get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Critics of your position say that you're essentially afraid of this transient population coming in. It's going to disrupt the peace and quiet of what you've had for the last few years. I guess speak to that argument.
We know there's going to be growth in Sussex County. You know, when we moved here, we understood that. But we expected to have growth consistent with what's around us. So if we have single-family homes in this area where people own the property, they pay property taxes, there are transfer taxes which are paid when they purchase the property, that, to me, is going to increase the overall well-being of the county, as well as the residents who live there, as compared to people who are here primarily to do shopping and go to the beach, which, you know, does help that part of the economy, but it doesn't really help create the environment that we would like to see in Sussex County, and that is defined by the comprehensive plan as well, which these types of developments, and in this particular area, needs variances to overcome that. So we'd like to be consistent with the plan, which we understood was going to be the long-term range for our particular immediate area, and suddenly someone wants to change that. So we feel that that's not a good thing.
I know you've taken your petition. I think you have something like 600 signatures. What has been the reaction from the local government. The Planning and Zoning Commission essentially listened to your argument and kept that public hearing open. Do you think with as much support against this measure that this decision could sway in your favor, or do you think that local business will win over as far as how to grow the region because they're essentially promising economic uptick?
We'd like to think that we can swing the votes on the Sussex County Council to not allow or not to grant the various change in zoning as well as a conditional use. We recognize that obviously this is a valuable piece of property that can be developed, and we're not per se against that. What we're saying is that let's consider alternative ways to develop this property as opposed to an RV camp. Let's consider single-family homes or other uses of that land that would be more consistent with the surrounding areas.
Do you think that if this proposal wouldn't be, let's say, 450 RVs, including, you know, an amphitheater and pools, and I mean, essentially, this is, they're building an RV Disney World right around three different neighborhoods. If this was other residential development, do you think you would have the huge amount of pushback from the neighboring communities, including yourself?
Well, I think it would be a different kind of concern. One particular concern is the area they want to put this RV campground in is an environmentally sensitive area, or developing area, as they call it. And so I think if you were to put in single-family homes, which have restrictions on what you can do in those areas, more so than an RV area, I think that would be a better use of the land. We would want to know what they would plan to do, as any community would want to do. If they wanted to put 500 homes in there as opposed to 300 homes, we might take issue with that. But I think the issue would probably be of a different nature.
Paul Hamisfar is the president of the Homeowners Association at the Retreat at Love Creek. Paul, thanks for joining me here on Coastal Connection. For a very different perspective on the Love Creek proposal, we turn now to Nick Hammonds. He's a principal at Jack Lingo Asset Management, the company that's seeking to develop this RV park. Nick, thanks for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
My pleasure.
Were you surprised that so many residents near this site are so adamantly opposed to the project?
I think I've been a bit surprised at the number with any development project and being in the development business for as long as I have been. There's always going to be opposition.
Speak to the concerns from residents in the community about the impact that an RV park such as this would have on not only, you know, the neighborhood, i.e. noise, or, you know, the impact of the small country roads back there with big RVs. And then, of course, the concerns about from environmentalists citing two endangered species and one that's kind of on the cusp. Speak to all of those concerns.
I think noise obviously is something that once the campground or RV park, RV resort is open, that's something that we're going to address. I can't have a park that's noisy or polluted and expect people to want to be there and want to come. So interests are aligned as far as making this place a first-class destination where families want to be and want to spend time. You know, there will be very strict rules on noise and enforcement of those rules. You mentioned traffic. Traffic is an issue that obviously comes up anytime that there's a development project. With respect to traffic associated with this project, I would tell you it is considerably less than what a by right subdivision on this proposed ground would generate. And what I mean by that, if you look at the lot calculations from a density perspective for the 74 acre piece of land that's zoned general residential, you can do 10,000 square foot lots. You could do 322 homes. And in GR zoning, you can do mobile homes. The balance of what we've proposed here, which is an additional 88 acres, you could do 190 plus or minus residential sites, residential homes. So you're looking at a project that would be over 500 units. And if you look at traffic counts and the counts that are used for traffic impact studies, it'll tell you that an RV park generates considerably less traffic than a 500 plus or minus unit subdivision. You know, I understand people being concerned about traffic and they have every right to be concerned and ask those questions, but I would tell you that this will have a smaller impact. And then lastly, with respect to the environment, we think we've done a pretty good job of being very sensitive to the impact on the environment and the wetlands. Specifically, you know, non-tidal wetlands, we're buffering. Well, all wetlands are a minimum 50-foot buffer. You mentioned some of the endangered species that have been mentioned. They are not federally endangered species, but are on some state lists. If they are on the site, would be located in Welsh's Pond, which has been a big topic of discussion. And what we've done there to address that is put a 100-foot buffer around Welsh's Pond. And keep in mind, that's something that, again, doesn't have to be done. It's something that we've done with our plan and think addresses much of that concern.
What did you see in the market that implicated that there was a huge demand for an RV park of this nature and of this size?
In looking at all of the land that the landowner, J.G. Townsend and Jr. and Company, has, coupled with the fact that the idea of an RV park has been kicked around for quite some time now, given the success that we've heard that other RV park owners in the area have had and the demand for more sites, we looked at all of the land that they own. We thought, you know, this really is a good site. If we're going to move forward with a project like this, this is the site to do it on.
This kind of brings up a larger issue, a more philosophical question of how does a region grow? Of course, coastal Delaware is a large destination for many retirees who want to leave the hustle and bustle of metropolitan areas, and they come to the coast wanting to enjoy the quiet charms of this region. But with that said, of course, you being in the development business, you know, you're always looking at ways to grow the region and spur an economic growth and get people to come here. What does this dispute say to you about how people who live here in the region want this region to grow and how people who want to come and visit this region would like to see it grow?
Anytime that there's development, there's opposition. Sometimes that development is by right development, where the public doesn't necessarily have a chance to voice their opinion or a forum to voice their opinion, like in this case where it is a rezoning and conditional use application and everyone has that voice. I respect the opposition's opinions, and I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouths, but I do think that there are some common misconceptions about RV parks that lead to some of this opposition.
We've been speaking to Nick Hammonds. He's the principal at Jack Lingo Asset Management. To learn more about this issue, click to our website, wamucoast.org. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.